This is Max and Friends, and this is Max, and I am back, and I'm in Canada, and I have a voice, and I got Avery in the studio with me. What's up,
Hi,
Avery? Good
guys.
morning, good afternoon, and good evening. How you doing? I missed you.
I missed you, Max.
Oh, someone said I have a sexy voice. Yeah. Well, speaking of sexy voices, I was in Montreal last night at a strip club, and I was telling everyone before the show, I don't kiss and tell, I fucking lie. So, on that note, we're going to get sexy tonight. But you know what? My voice is kind of sexy because we're going to have the sexiest voice and how to get you to where you want to go to your final destination. We got the GPS girl coming on. That's right. We've got Karen Jacobson. Y'all might know her from being in your car. And if you ever get lost, you hear turn left, turn right. But Karen's coming on, and we've got her songs. And I went with a friend of mine, Steven, to her concert in the city. Her little gig, it was a lot of fun. And right away, I was like, I'm going to have her on the show, in which she's going to be on in just a bit. We've got her music, too. We've got some great songs from Karen. And we've got a good show tonight. I'm happy to be back. It's been a couple weeks, hasn't it, Avery?
Yeah, definitely.
Let me tell you, I hear my own voice, and I want to kind of fuck myself.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
Max.
sounding good. I don't
You do
know.
sound good. It's pretty breathy. I like it.
Avery, I think Canada and I work well together.
I think so. I think you should move to Montreal.
I think I might move to Montreal.
Parlez de français?
Oui, comme c'est, non, comme c'est va, mon ami. The best thing is when you're on vacation and traveling and they think you're local and they start speaking to you in French. I was like, ooh, I got it covered. But speaking of getting things covered, you know what, Ronan, we got to talk about is some hot topics.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic and then we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We are going to pick some topics and we're going to drop them on Max and Friends because I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host. Who's my co-host tonight?
Avery Graham up in Canada. Well, you're in Canada. You're not allowed to use my line.
No, I'm in Canada. This is Max Tucci, and I'm your host from Canada tonight, even though we're on LA Talk Radio. But listen, we've got to give a big shout out to our friend, our other co-host, Miss Tamara Bowman. She is like, Tamara is so busy on this book tour, Emerald Echo, check it out. I'm in the book, so obviously it's another reason why you should check it out because we all
Yeah.
know that you're tuning in to Max and Friends to hear your host, Max Tucci, and all the fantastic friends that I got on the air tonight and my co-hosts. But we're going to talk about hot topics. So let's go right away to what's going on with Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer. Hello, Avery. Can we discuss this?
I don't know if there's anything to discuss. I'm thoroughly disappointed. I mean, talk about going back to, yeah, a bad toxic situation in your ex. I mean, who was she photographed with? John Mayer? Yeah. And where was this, Max?
You know what? I don't even know. I don't even care. Jennifer Aniston, you know what? You should never backtrack in relationships. When you have an ex, let them be your ex. There's a reason why ex is there. It's a no.
Well, like, she's not obviously desperate. She's freaking gorgeous, got the rockin' body and
I
everything,
don't
but
know if
why is she
she's
going back?
freaking gorgeous.
I
She's
think that
pretty.
she is.
Well, she's obviously
Okay,
gorgeous and weak.
obviously,
Listen,
we're not going to agree on this, but anyways, the
just
point of the fact
because
is,
she's
John Mayer.
weak. She's weak. I think
Wow.
anyone, let me tell you something. It's a public relationship. Things weren't going well. Why would you? She's desperate. She's weak. She's Jennifer Aniston. Listen, I would be fucked up in the head too if my man left me for, hello, salt herself, Angelina Jolie.
It's true.
No?
It's true. But I mean,
Listen,
especially
I'm
after he bashed her in those magazines, I don't know what the heck she was doing standing on that red carpet with him, honestly.
Well, look, it's like Rihanna and Chris Brown. She was with him after, allegedly. But shit
Yeah, but that
happens.
was, yeah, I know. But seriously,
Listen,
it's just bad when you have like a million eyes watching you know?
this is the life they live. They want to be in the public eye, so you know what? Get under scrutiny. But this is what I have to say. You know what? Jennifer Aniston, do your thing. If you want to have sex with John Mayer, do it. But you know what? It's like
Could they
keep your
just go
private
for
life.
dinner? I think they should just go for dinner.
I don't think they should go anywhere but in different
I don't think so
directions.
either, but yeah, not red carpets.
You
Okay.
know what Jennifer needs to do? She needs to go to Brad's house, knock on that door, and kick fucking bitch right in the ass and throw her ass out of the house.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Reclaim your man. I'm sick of of what's
Well,
her name,
predictions
Angelina
are that
Jolie.
if they split, you know that they'll just get back together, Jen and Ben. So
You
they
know,
just need to
speaking of
split.
predictions, we're going to get Maria Papapetros, who's our psychic, on, and we'll see what she has to say about this whole thing because people want to know. But moving on, this is something that I thought was really interesting. Wyclef Jean. You know, his sister, Melky, she's been on my show before. She's a great friend of mine. I love you, Melky. Her brother was running for president. They declined his ballot, so to say, because they said he wasn't a resident. Now, before we cast any dispersions or make any judgments on Wyclef Jean and running for president, personally, I think that Wyclef needs to be in that country. He's successful. He knows the people. He speaks the language. His father was a minister down there. I mean, they've already declined him, but he will be running again. And I think that he actually would be a good candidate because the guy, listen, he could put, I think anyone that's a business-oriented person can get a country back together. What do you think?
You know what? I put the celebrity status aside, though, but he chose a country when he became American, right? And mm-hmm. so either he's got to pick one or the other. But I think he's talented, and I think that, who knows, maybe he has a shot. But it's kind of embarrassing when you are going to go run for something and you don't know the rules that you, like, couldn't do it anyways.
Listen,
you know what
first
I mean?
Of all,
and then all of a sudden it's another media topic.
Haiti is not like, you know, I mean, look at America, how fucked up our own politics are here. You know, Haiti is a country that's very, very depressed. You know, the money situations there are not great. People, there's the poverty.
Yeah,
on
it
top
needs
of
leadership.
The earthquake.
It totally needs leadership.
And listen, Wyclef Jean, millions of Americans love him. You know, and I think the attention will be brought to Haiti that, listen, here's Wyclef. He's in the office. He's president. It's not forever. I think it's a good idea.
Do you think he'd move down there full time? That's my question to you. Or is
you
he going to be doing the remote
you.
Thing? Like, I think that somebody needs to be
money.
Down there.
He's got enough money where he can say to the music industry, I'm going to go be president for a little bit. Why not? Listen, America has a black president. Haiti should have a Wyclef.
Well, it's true. I'm just saying, right? If he thinks that he can lead and that be his prime focus and help these people, you know, then, hey, go for it. But if it's going to be half done, like, please don't. That's
well, here's my thing.
That's
here's
my opinion.
Here's my thing. Politics in general are half done. Okay? A celebrity has never run for presidency of any country that I know. Give it a shot. I mean, look at Carla Bruni. She's the first lady of France.
It's true.
It's kind of sexy. Let's move to Brazil and Mariah Carey. You know what I like? We're doing a very navigation show. Like, we're navigating our way through the show tonight. And that's cool because
we're navigating around the world, too. Like,
yeah, and we've got Karen Jacobson coming on a bit, who's the voice of the navigation system. So listen, people, go in your car and plug in Karen Jacobson's voice. It says Karen in the subject line of voices. But yeah, so Mariah's in Brazil. Is she pregnant or is she just getting fat?
I don't know. How many times has she been pregnant now in the news side of things this year? Like,
well, listen, Nick Cannon denied it. Nick Cannon denied it that she wasn't. Then she was. It's like either you're not half pregnant. You know, you don't just half. You're not half pregnant. What is she?
Enjoying food, enjoying life.
I think she's having a melting moment.
I mean, that's just my polite way of saying maybe she's getting fat.
Well. That's right. If indeed she is pregnant, the best of luck. If indeed you're getting fat, put the fork down. Let's
I mean,
on.
Why not just celebrate and just say you're pregnant, right? And just celebrate it versus let's hide it and just be called fat, because that's not really the best thing either. So
I don't know. You know what? Who Mariah. Whatever. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to a real artist. Pink. Pink is apparently black and blue. What happened?
Oh, she fell off the stage in concert. She was going... I guess she was starting of her show, and she came down, and she was going to take off at the end of the stage, and she went to go jump to start, I guess, sailing across the crowd. She had this hula hoop on and everything, and she went to go jump, and I guess her tech man wasn't watching her, and she instantly fell to the ground and literally left out some really bad words, and she couldn't feel, I guess, parts of her body, and they took her away, but she's fine, and... I posted the video, actually, on my new Twitter account, Max. Yes, I joined Twitter.
And what's your Twitter page?
It's twitter.com, and then it's Avery_Graham. And okay. You can check out the video there.
Cool. Put it on Facebook.
And the Snuggie blanket is on there, too, as well.
You know what? We have a Facebook page, everyone. So why don't you go to facebook.com to the Max Fan Club and the Max and Friends Fan Club page right there. Join, and you can see fun videos that Avery and I post every day.
Yeah,
let me tell you. You posted it all up, but you know what? post it up there. But you know what? Speaking of posting things, I had a lot of fun in Hot Topic. So, Ronan, what did everyone just hear?
Hey, yo, girls and dolls. Pick a topic, let me know, we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. I'm really sultry tonight. I kind of like this mood.
If you and Tamara were doing the show tonight, we'd be in trouble.
It would be a total sex show tonight. I don't know. You know what? Canada makes me horny.
Well.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just... Can I laugh?
No.
I'm laughing.
But why?
Well, that's good, Max. That is good that you like Canada and it makes you horny and... Yeah.
It's the fresh air. The fresh air. Or maybe it's the strip clubs I'm going to. Oh, I need to go to church. But
yeah, you do.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe it's just the Karen Jacobson voice that I've been hearing all day.
I don't know. She always tells me I'm going the wrong way. I've missed my turn and yelling at me. So, yeah. Maybe I'm just not a good driver, Max.
Maybe. Well, listen, I mean.
At least she gets me figured out in the end. She, you know, reroutes and. There.
Listen, why drive when you can fly? In which, go to Delta.com.
Flights are on sale now, so pack your bag because there's flights waiting for you in more destinations and more ways to get away. Delta.com has you covered for all of your travel needs.
Delta.com, pack your bag. That's right, only pack one because your second one you'll be charged $350 for. No, I'm kidding.
No.
But here's the benefit of flying Delta. When you become a Delta Sky member's mile, it's like the Mile High Club. When you become a member of the Delta Sky Club, you don't have to pay for your luggage. It's kind of complimentary. Or get the American Express card. But they're not advertisers, so we're not going to promote them. But you know what we are going to promote is that it's an 11-11 right now, so make a wish. Also, I love saying that. I say it every show.
I know
just
you do.
Just because I can.
I missed it last week.
Now, here's the I missed you last week. Y'all had a good show last week, even though I wasn't here. All right. Now, here's the deal. We've got Karen Jacobson coming on. She's the GPS girl. She's amazing. She has got a TV show in the works right now. Obviously, she gets millions of people to their destination. So she would be the ultimate host in travel. I mean, she knows her lefts from rights and her norths from souths and her easts from west. I mean, she can get you where you need to go. And on top of it, she's smoking hot. But we've got a song of hers that we're going to play here, and then when the song is over, she's going to be live in the studio. So get ready for Karen Jacobson, and right now we've got her song, Your Body Over Mine, by Karen Jacobson on Max and Friends.
You're in Chicago, and I'm in L.A. for a show. Maybe tomorrow will be the day we're meant to be together again. And it's been I don't wanna spend the night.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and my co-host, Avery, in the studio. We be in the studio. And that was our girl, Karen Jacobson, and that was her song, Your Body Over Mine. Wasn't that a hot song, Avery?
I think it was heating you up over there. I mean, no, he already declared to us tonight that he's horny, and then hearing that song.
No, what I'm saying is this. I think, you know what, it's fun when you find an artist whose music is light and airy and whose personality is vibrant and fun. And not only that, who's smoking hot. And if you're lost and you're a man, we'll give you directions. That's what's up. So let's invite Karen Jacobson on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, Karen?
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Well, we are so glad you're here tonight. And let me just tell you real quick. When you start your shows off, because I've seen you live, what do you tell everybody? You say, listen, what?
What do you mean?
You tell everybody, listen to my voice and follow my directions. How do you tell?
Follow my directions carefully. That's right.
But let me tell you, when I saw you in concert, it was so much fun. You had you were in this city in the heart of New York. You come from Australia. You're in New York. You've got a great fan base going. Millions of people know your voice, but not millions of people know what you look like. And when they see what you look like, they're like, they should get lost more often just so that they know who you are.
Oh, I am going to take all the compliments. Thank you.
As you should. Now, let's get to know Karen, because people want to know who's giving them directions, but I want to get to know you because I really enjoyed your music, and I think, you know, just as a personality, you're someone that I think we're going to see more of, especially because you got a lot of things going on in your little world that's going to be big pretty soon. So let's get to know Karen.
Okay.
So you come from Australia to New York.
Yes.
You're known as the GPS girl because you got the voice that gets people to where they need to go.
Right.
And through that, you might be having a TV show. Tell us about it.
Well, I became the GPS girl because I've done voiceovers for a long time, and then I was asked to audition for this voice system they were creating, and I got the job, and I spent almost 50 hours creating a voice system that ended up in GPS devices in many major brands all the way around the world. So right now, as we speak, millions of people are listening to me give them directions, which is quite mind-blowing. And after that happened, you know, I've just had so much attention from that and people wanting to, as you said, get to know who the voice is, who is with them all day, every day, who they're trusting in their car. And I've created a brand called the GPS Girl. And I just shot the pilot for my new TV show, which is called Travel the World with the GPS Girl.
Now, speaking of the GPS system, I mean, because people have been Twittering me and sending me Facebook messages asking, how is it that you know, like, every left and right? Did you, like, how did they program the system where you, like, are telling people how to go? Because people find it fascinating that they could be anywhere and you're saying go left, go right. How do you know how the whole system is programmed?
Yeah, I do. Well, I'd like to tell you that I know every road and every direction in the world, but what really happened is I recorded 50 hours of script, so like a telephone book worth of script, and they wanted to capture, this is the technical part, okay, they wanted to capture every combination of syllables possible so they could chop them up and put them back together and create this voice system so that you can type in any sentence and my voice will speak it.
Well, there you go. I hope that the secret is out on the GPS system, everybody. 50 hours in the studio.
Yeah.
And a phone book full of script.
No kidding.
Are there any of those words like that you love saying?
Oh, I do. You want to know my favorite word?
Absolutely.
It's recalculating.
And that's
why it's my favorite word, because I think that even, you know, you're not sure where you're going or you make a wrong turn on the road and you say, you hear me say, recalculating. Well, I figure that if you can do that in the car when you're driving on the road, you can do it just as easily in life. So if something isn't going quite the way you want it to go, you can stop and say to yourself, recalculating, and you can, it's like a do-over, you know, you can just start again any old time.
That you can. That you can. That's I agree. Recalculating, I like that. Recalculating is the word of the show. Recalculating. But now let's recalculate for a moment. You got this sexy speaking voice, right? And then on top of it, because I was so lucky to hear it in person, you've got this really sultry singing voice. When did this happen?
Well, singing came first. You know, I was a professional singer first. I have sung since I was a little girl and been writing songs since I was 7 years old. All I ever wanted to do was to grow up and become a professional singer and move to America. So I feel really so happy that I've fulfilled, you know, that goal and that dream. And I would see Olivia Newton-John when I was a little girl on TV, blonde Aussie singer, come to New York and or come to America and be so successful and so embraced by Americans. And I just wanted that. So that really inspired me and impacted me. And I came to the States 10 years ago. And I've always sung. I've got, you know, 5 albums out and I'm on iTunes and, you know, all of that stuff. So my music's been around for a long time, and it's really amazing to have this notoriety through my speaking voice being in GPSs, and then that's directing people over to my music. So it's kind of happening in a really interesting way I didn't expect.
And Karen, who inspires you in your singing besides Olivia? You mentioned Olivia Newton-John, but is there anything else that really inspires you to write the music that you write?
You know what? I'm inspired by life and by people, and I love all kinds of music, but I was a big Billy Joel fan for a long time. I loved musical theater. I love Stevie Wonder, you know, and all the great Carole King and James Taylor and all those great singer-songwriters. And, of course, ABBA. I mean,
is your favorite song still Don't Give Up? I'm looking at your webpage. It says your favorite song is Don't Give Up.
Yeah, you know what? Is that still my favorite song? You know, I think it may have been kind of matched by, there's a Mark Cohn song called Alana, which I'm totally in love with right now. But I still love, that Kate Bush, Peter Gabriel song, Don't Give Up. Love, love, love it.
I love that song. Is that not one of the best songs?
Oh, totally.
So, and you know what one of my favorite Ultimate songs is Alicia Keys' New York. And you sung that. And let me tell you, you sung it well.
Oh, you know what? I think that's going to be appearing in many of my shows to come because
it needs
that was
to.
The best fun.
Oh, my. And especially in New York. I was like, look at this white girl singing Alicia Keys, and you tore it up. It was good. Absolutely. I was like, put your hand in the air for the big city. It was what's up. But
can I tell you, my 2.5-year-old son, he, you know, he saw that YouTube video. Well, now he wants to see it over and over again. And there's a part where I like put my hand in the air for the big city, and I'm like putting my hands in the air. And he sees that on YouTube, and he's like doing the actions, copying it. It's the cutest thing.
How adorable! Now, listen, we played Your Body Over Mine. Tell us about that song.
Oh, awesome! I wrote that song. Wow, I wrote that a while ago, and I was about to do a show in Los Angeles. I was sitting there and I was missing the guy I was dating so terribly. And I was, you know, I was just wondering where this going to go. And I wanted him so bad. You know, I sat and wrote it. And he actually broke up with me via email before that was popular, you know, really way before everybody was doing that by, you know, breaking up with people via email and text message. Well, I was right there at the forefront of that movement.
You know,
the dumpy.
I had a friend of mine, right? And they were dating for a long time, her and her boyfriend. And he broke up with her via text message too.
That's brutal.
Yeah. I don't get it.
At all.
No. You know what? It's cowardly. It's what it is.
The cowardly act. I'm right there with you. But anyway, so that song was about somebody where that happened. And you know, it's funny. I have a friend who says, oh, that song, it's such a happy, I think of that so positively. I love that song. I'm like, yeah, right. That was a bit of a breakup song.
Your Body Over Mine by Karen Jacobson. You all heard that here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We've got some more music tonight of Karen's. But more importantly, we've got Karen in the studio with us having a good time. Now, you're in New York. We're in Canada. That's just because we can do that, because technology is amazing these days, as you know, GPS girl. But I want to know a little bit about this TV show that you're planning.
Well, like I said, I shot the pilot. We did a whole full-day shoot in New York. We did like this fabulous day in New York and in the boroughs. And, you know, the shows really go where the locals go, eat where the locals eat, do what the locals do. Because when I travel, I don't want to be a tourist. I do not want to be, you know, seen as a tourist or having a tourist experience. I want to have a local experience. I want to go somewhere and know what it's like to live there.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I was in New York last week, actually, and that was the first thing that I did when I got to the city was I met up with a local and asked them exactly where it is that they would recommend going and doing, because I didn't want to get stuck at, you know, the typical touristy kind of place.
Yeah, and look, there are some things that I do recommend in terms of organized tours, because it can be really efficient to go and spend a half day and see all those sites in one go, and then you feel like you've done your duty, you know. And then I'm all about you go to the local neighborhood of the hotel you're staying in, and then you meet people and you ask them, what's the best pastry in this neighborhood or whatever you're into, you know. Where can I go to a yoga class where that's something different? And I love to do the things that I do at home when I'm traveling, like go to a yoga class or go and buy fresh flowers. You know, I just really enjoy the local experience, and that's what the show is really going to focus on. And I've been traveling that way for many years. I have friends who live all over the world, and that's the kind of experience I go and have when I'm traveling.
Now, speaking of being local, you're a New Yorker now. Let's go back to when, because you had said you always wanted to live in New York. You're here. So do you believe, and without being cheesy, but we kind of like go there in the whole law of attraction of like, you think like if you can see it, you can achieve it, or if you put it out there, it's going to happen. Do you believe in that?
Absolutely. That's how I live and create my life. I mean, my life is a direct result of what I dreamed that I wanted to do, and then I've put actions into place. And I've gone and, I've put myself in the driver's seat of my life. And I just go for what I want and I make a plan.
That's got to be your book.
Well, it is, actually. I do speaking engagements and I do motivational workshops. And I've created the GPS Girls Directions for Life. I figure, you know, people, if you can have directions in your car, then you can also have directions for life. And I'm big on really creating a roadmap for your future, because I think that one of the biggest stumbling blocks that I found in my life and that I've discovered from people I've spoken with is really allowing yourself to want what you want for yourself, you know. And it's such a challenge, because we aren't raised to want to follow, you know, go follow your dream. If you could do anything, what would you do? And make decisions for yourself. We're not really taught that. Uh-huh. And as in, you know, so many people I'll meet, and I'll be like, if you could do anything, what would you do? And they're like, I don't know. Well, yeah, you do know. Just let that noise get out of the way and really listen to what it is you would want, because we all have dreams and things that we would do. If you could have anything you wanted and you knew it would happen, then I think we would allow ourselves to really dream and to dream big and to create. I'm trying to find the words without, you know, kind of.
I get it. No, listen, I get it. You know what I always say, Karen? I always say to people after they've, you know, they've fulfilled one of their dreams, y'all got to dream bigger.
That's right.
You know, keep going. Dream on. Go to your next dream. But I know one of your dreams is to be on Oprah, because you kind of let us know that at the audience. So,
it sure is.
Now, what is it? Tell us about your dream to be on Oprah.
Look, I just feel that. I feel like I'm meant to meet Oprah and be on her show, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but I feel very strongly drawn to her and her purpose in life. I mean, she is what Oprah's about. I am all about, you know. I just think I just want people to be living a life that they really love. So my purpose is really in line with hers, and I just really would love the opportunity to work with her.
Well, this is, I think, because it was funny, because the night that I saw you in New York, now speaking of New York, you've got a lot going on in New York. You've got a bunch of tour dates coming up, but we'll talk about those in a minute. But I was like, you know what? She's got, forget Oprah. She's got to go over to Ellen. I think you and Ellen have a blast.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm with you. I'm a massive fan of Ellen.
I was like, Oprah's show is over this year. Shit, Karen needs to go over to Ellen.
Well, I think Ellen and I could have a heck of a lot of fun with the GPS girl and the whole direction thing. So
right?
Work on that for me.
I will personally call Ellen myself, and I will let her know that Karen is looking for her to be on her show to give her some directions. But speaking of directions, Ronan, what is everyone listening to? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, my co-host, Avery Graham. We've got Karen Jacobson in the studio.
Studio.
All right. Speaking of the studio, you know what, Karen? Karen, when is your birthday?
Oh, it's January 23rd.
And what sign would that make you?
Aquarius.
Because you know that Avery and I are both Aquarius as well?
Really?
And do you know that Oprah's an Aquarius? And do you know that Ellen's an Aquarius?
I thought Oprah was a Capricorn. Really?
No, no. Oprah is a full-on Aquarian, January 30th.
True. Oh, my. Really?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well,
so,
that's pretty cool.
We are all Aquarians.
I love it.
Isn't being an Aquarius is good, isn't it?
Are we entering the age of Aquarius? Would that be
when good? The moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars?
I love it.
We are actually in the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and we have a good astrologer that comes on the show and tells us all about this. But yeah,
wow.
we're good sign people. We get people to where they need to go. So it's so fitting that you're the GPS girl. But you
That's
know what?
Right.
We've got to get people. We want people to know more about you. So let's tell them about your song, Melting Moment.
Oh, wow. So I wrote this song. Gosh, I met a producer, and he was going to make me a star. And it seemed too good to be true. And it ended up that it was. But he, you know, he had really great intentions, but a whole lot of things happened, and there was a whole drama, and basically at the end of it all, his career took off in another direction, and he said, well, maybe we'll make you a star in about a year. So this song is about staying true to myself, and it's really a declaration of loving my life and, you know, being passionate and doing what I really want to do with my life and my music. And if I'm not going to be passionate about it, I'm not going to do it. And that's really the declaration of this song.
All right, so we're going to play Melting Moments on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
I started.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, my co-host, Avery Graham, and that was Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl. We've got her in the studio tonight, and that was the song Melting Moments. Karen, that's another great... I like your music. Your music, like, it resonates. It, like, tells people what's up.
Awesome.
You have, you know what, it's good. You're like, your music that we need. You know what I mean? There's no violence. It's all love, and it's, like, all advice and song. You're good.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of being good, you're going to be in New York. You've got a couple tour dates coming up. Why don't you let everyone know about them?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing a full series of shows at the Laurie Beachman Theater, which is an off-Broadway theater on 42nd and 9th. And it's called Take a Little Drive with the GPS Girl, my concert series. Karen Jacobson in concert, and I play, golly, October 4th, November 16, 18, and 30. And tickets are all available at SmartTix.
And you can go to KarenJacobson.com for more information, right?
Right.
You got it going on. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called Ask Karen 5 Questions. Is that fun? Okay. If you could live anywhere in the world outside of New York and Australia, where would it be?
Hawaii.
Look at you already knowing where you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
Go, remember?
All right. Hawaii. Why Hawaii?
My husband and I both love Hawaii. We both, before we were even together independently, have a real connection with Hawaii. And we were married there.
Oh.
And it just is.
It's a feel-good place, right?
I breathe differently when I'm in Hawaii. I just feel very at home there, very peaceful.
You know, Oprah has a house in Hawaii.
I just feel very connected to Hawaii, and it's wonderfully located in between Australia and America, and New York. So it's that's extra convenient. But you know, I really have a vision of having a home there and having my family, having my sister and her kids, meeting us there regularly for holidays, you know.
All right. Avery, what's the second question?
I want to know what your favorite car is.
My favorite car?
I mean, you're the voice in these GPS units, and do you have a favorite type of car?
You know what? I have not driven enough cars to really have workshopped this to have a proper favorite. But the nicest car I've driven was this beautiful red Lexus. I was doing an event for them, and they gave me this beautiful car to drive. It was like a, what do you call it? Tell me, what's the one? It's such a simple word. It's just escaping me right now. Tell me when you can. Come on, help me here. When you have a car when you're riding with the top down.
Convertible.
Thank you.
Convertible.
Totally lost right there. Okay. It was a red convertible. It was heaven. So that was my favorite car that I drew.
Right. Now, who's your favorite designer? Because you look smoking hot that night. That dress you had on when I saw you in the city was good. But I want to know who your favorite designer is.
Well, that's the favorite designer I've ever been dressed by was Michael K. Couture. And, you know, he's Canadian.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
I'm in Canada right now, too. And Avery's in Canada. We're all in Canada.
There you
Look
go,
at
and
that.
he's based in out of New York, and his designs are just so glamorous.
That was a good dress. That
Amazing
was a good dress.
When I'm wearing his designs. So Michael K. Couture.
All right, Avery.
What is your favorite way to unwind at the end of the day, and just relax and veg?
Golly, that's a really good question. To relax and veg, ooh. You know what? I love a glass of champagne or Prosecco.
Rosé?
and I love to eat my husband's cooking. So if I've got a lovely glass of something sparkling and my husband...
Oh, I like you.
That really works for me.
That is a good way to relax, eat and drink. That's my kind of...
And I love being at home, you know, just when we're at home cooking, that's just really
That's
great.
An Aquarius attribute. Aquarians
totally.
Like to be home. Now, last question, so y'all get to know who Karen is. If you could speak any language fluently, which would it be?
Ooh. It might be Italian.
Well, I can give you lessons there.
Okay, very good. No, I was going to say French because I did learn French at high school, and I love the French language. I love being in France. But, you know, as the years progress, I'm getting more and more attracted to learning Italian.
I could not agree more. Have you been to Italy?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been to Florence?
Yes.
That's my city. That's where my family's from.
Oh, wow.
Good city. Isn't that one of the best?
Florence is beautiful, but, you know, I'm a big fan of Capri.
Well, have you been to Portofino?
Yes.
That's beautiful, too.
Yes, all of it. I love
it. All of it. All of it. The food, the wine, the language. There you go. Oh. Speaking of your husband was just recently, wasn't he in Italy?
Well, he's actually in Paris right now.
Yeah.
He's a production manager. He works with big music tours, and right now he's in Paris. About to start a tour with Supertramp. Do you remember them?
Of course.
Wow.
Yes. Look at you.
Yeah.
Karen and her husband in the taking the music industry by storm.
That's right.
Well,
totally.
Speaking of taking things by storm, time has took us by storm. And I'm not leaving here tonight without playing a great song called Being Brave. So, Karen, why don't you tell us about Being Brave and inspire the listeners tonight on Max and Friends.
Well, I moved to America 10 years ago, and I wrote this song shortly after I left Australia. And, you know, I left Australia with a suitcase and really a dream to create a future for myself here in the music industry, and I feel so fortunate to have done that. But this song is about that. It's about following your heart and going out into the unknown and doing that, you know, forging your way and just being brave through it, because it was a very big thing for me. And sometimes now I'm like, my goodness, how did I do that? What was I thinking to leave my whole life in Australia? And I had a pretty established life and career there, and just to come here on my own. But I knew it was the right thing for me, and I just felt that so strongly. And so this song's about that.
So the right thing for y'all to do, everyone, is sit back, relax, and listen to Karen Jacobson singing Being Brave, because it's something we could all do on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Karen, stay with us. We're going to play your song. Stay with us. Let's get Being Brave on LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, my co-host, Avery Graham, and that was Being Brave by Karen Jacobson. The song we had to cut a little short because we got to get off the air in just a little bit. But if you want to see Karen, go to KarenJacobson.com because you can see there all of her dates, where she's going to be and what she's up to. And if you're on Facebook, hit her up on Facebook. Right, Karen?
Absolutely. And I have the GPS Girl group on Facebook, too, so come say hi.
There you go. You're all over the place. And I hope to see you on TV real soon because that's going to be a good show.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. And I got to say thanks to Steve who introduced me to you because that's how we got you here. So I'm glad that all you Australians stick together. That's a good thing.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right? But I hope to see you in New York when you're on tour again or when you're doing your shows because they're so much fun and I had a good time.
Fabulous. Come on down.
We shall. And you know what, everyone? I truly suggest y'all go see Karen wherever she may be because you are a delightful person and we are so happy that we had you here in the studio tonight.
Oh, thank you very much, Max.
You have a good night and I'm sure your son is sleeping. So, y'all.
Oh, y'all. He is, but I have one last thing to say. You ready?
Sure. Yeah.
You have reached your destination.
We have, but you know what? You reminded me. Can you say you've also. This is Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, this is Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talks.
You are. I love that. Look at you, Karen Jacobson. All right, well, we're going to see you real soon, and I'll have
Absolutely.
You back on the show again because I want to have – because you sang the national – what was it? The Star Spangled Banner and the national – what was it? The national anthem?
That's
you did
right.
that. That was good. So we're going to have you back on because just for that song,
I live in my car.
I told you, and she's smoking out too. Tall, blonde, a mama, and she's taking over the TV, radio, cars. Look at that.
Jeez, triple threat.
And she's an Aquarius. That's why.
Oh, hey.
This is the age of Aquarius.
Perfect show to be on.
But it was fun. Speaking of the show, what does everyone have to listen to after the show, Avery?
Yeah, so keep it locked because CBS News is up next before we are out of here.
CBS News is up. You know what? It gets late. I get tired, too. But everyone, CBS News is up next, so stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you missed any portion of the show, you can always go to latalkradio.com, go to Max and Friends, because there you're going to find my archives. 2.5 years of archives, Avery. That's a lot of talking.
It's crazy. I love it.
Well, that's why we're LA Talk Radio.
And while you're there, make sure to download the application, too, for your iPhone so you can listen to us remotely anywhere in the world.
Yes, Avery. Go to the App Store and get the free LA Talk Radio app. Until next Sunday, I'm Max Tucci, your host for Max and Friends. And, of course, I've got my wonderful co-host, Avery Graham. Avery, let's say goodnight to everybody.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
And take life to the max. Good night, everyone.